Do you remember the Saw horror film series from the past couple of decades where victims were in these elaborate traps and they only had a few seconds to get out or they would die? There is a new sequel to those movies called Spiral, and it stars, of all people, comedian Chris Rock. Here he is in a scene with Samuel L. Jackson.
You pull a gun on your own man? I could have killed you.
What are you talking about? I got the gun.
I could have killed you.
How'd you get in here?
You forget who the landlord is?
Yeah, but that doesn't give you the right to just walk in here anytime you want. Renter's got rights.
You start paying some rent, you can get some rights.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us it was a mistake for Chris Rock to move from his usual laughs to a scary movie.
This is really a departure for him, and I have to say, go back. He's not very good here. You know, his performance is just one of many reasons why this is a disappointing film. This is a story that tries to continue and kind of extend the Saw franchise. And I think from that perspective, it makes some sense. There's a new killer on the loose. He's got some of these sort of pet-like creatures. He leaves behind audio recordings that give you little teases and glimpses and puzzle pieces you have to figure out. But the puzzle pieces aren't very clever. And it really does harken back to the torture porn era of horror movies. It didn't last long, and that's probably a pretty good thing. This is not really a scary movie. It certainly doesn't utilize Chris Rock, his best skills. Samuel L. Jackson is here, but he doesn't have a lot of screen time, so that's disappointing as well. I get why they made it. I understand they want to kind of reboot this franchise. This is a very weak sequel.
Let's see if we have better luck with another horror film called The Djinn, and it has to do with a boy who can't speak, and he's trapped in an apartment with some kind of creature or spirit. That's, you know, the thumbnail anyway. How was this one?
It's better. It's very well crafted. The budget is much, much less. My goodness, must have cost a literal shoestring to make this movie. And there's a lot of care and dedication behind the scenes. It looks like it's well crafted. The music is excellent. And the lead performance, a young boy I've not seen before, his name is Ezra Dewey. He's really the main attraction here. He's great too. It just doesn't have the tension and scares whose father goes away just for one night. He's, you know, off late working, and this little boy is home alone, finds this book with these spells in it. He casts a rather peculiar spell, hoping to fix a part of his life, and of course there are consequences, and that's where the action takes place in this apartment. Again, you know, it's the kind of movie you're rooting for, and you think there's a lot of good qualities here, but it just doesn't have the tension, the scares that you really want it to have.
A quick word about Ellen DeGeneres. She's been on since 2003 with her show and has decided to call it quits. There was that whole controversy about what was going on at the show, and her ratings are down. Any thoughts about whether the world is better or worse without an Ellen DeGeneres on at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
At her peak, before we knew what was going on behind the scenes, her show was upbeat. She's always very funny. She's an engaging personality. You know, I think there's a lot of conflict and stress and cynicism in our culture. And, you know, for a little bit each day, I think she kind of broke through that. So I don't dismiss what was happening behind the scenes, and I don't get the sense that she's taken full responsibility for it. But I guess I'm a little sad. I think that, you know, at her soul, she's a very funny person. She's a very good entertainer. She may have some demons. I don't know what's going on in her personal life and why the set was the way it was. But I think just looking at pop culture, I think it's a little less funny now.
That's Christian Toto of HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He says the new Chris Rock horror film Spiral is pretty bad, but another scary movie, The Djinn, is much better.